KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 33, wind chill 28. Good morning. George Plummerman with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, January 8th. News brought to you by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Should be a nice day today with sunshine, high about 56. Only about a tenth of an inch of rain in the Chickasha area yesterday. December, a decent month for new construction in Chickasha. The story part of today's Cool News.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glen Haven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
New construction permits in Chickasha for December include the expansion of one of the city's financial institutions. The city's Community Development Department approving nearly a dozen permits for new construction last month for a total of more than $800,000. That includes both commercial and residential projects. Leading the way, a new building for Focus Federal Credit Union, which will build a standalone building at the current site of its ATM machine near Walmart. Other commercial projects approved: $116,000 remodel at Walmart, $12,000 for McNant Construction for the new Legends Cafe, that's going in at the old Long John Silver's restaurant. Calvary Baptist Church also approved for a $5,000 remodel. Seven residential remodel projects were approved, totaling just over $72,000. For all of 2017, new construction in Chickasha totaling more than $51 million. All building permits, by the way, go to the city's planning commission for review before getting final authorization by the city council. The January planning commission meeting, which was scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, has been canceled. The December construction report does not include the anticipated Aldi's grocery store, which was announced a couple of weeks ago. Contractors only requested an application for the permit, which is not expected to be formally filed for a few weeks. Another expansion of the Grady County Jail is expected to begin soon. Jail Administrator Jim Gerlach said they'll be building another facility next to the women's jail that'll add another 180 beds to the jail. He said right now they're just waiting on the final architect plans.
If we get that done soon, we're hoping sometime in March or April that we'll be hopefully breaking ground.
Gerlach said it'll cost about $3.5 million to build the new one-story facility. It'll be located next to the women's jail. Gerlach said the jail, which is under the direction of the county's Criminal Justice Authority, has the cash on hand to pay for the jail. The construction expected to take about a year and should be opening in late spring of 2019. More cool news coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment and Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get three bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
A bomb threat at the Chickasha Walmart forced the evacuation of the store over the weekend. Chickasha police say they received a 911 call from an individual who said they had placed three explosive devices in the store and that they would set them off in 10 minutes. Store officials notified and immediately asked customers to leave Saturday afternoon. Police arrived to search the building but didn't find anything suspicious. Through a press release, police said the call was made from a cell phone that had not been initialized, and they're still trying to identify the caller. USAO resuming its effort to bring gubernatorial candidates to the area. Tulsa Republican Kevin Stitt, the next candidate to discuss his reasons for wanting to serve at the state capitol. The program tomorrow night at the USAO Ballroom starting at 7 o'clock. Stitt will offer his platform and will also field questions and answers. The program, put together by USAO history professor Kevin Crow, and it's part of the university's Nita Giles Public Policy Program. This is the last week for individuals to be nominated for top awards that'll be issued by the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce during its annual banquet next month. Four awards to be announced, including Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, there'll be a Living Civic Hall of Fame Award issued, and a Legacy Hall of Fame Award as well. Deadline for nominations this Friday. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up last week to $61.41 a barrel. London-based Brent crude also higher to $67.62, but natural gas was lower to $2.79 per million BTUs. Metals rose last week, gold to $1,320, and silver up to $17.20. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today with a high in the mid-50s. Right now it's fair and 33 with a wind chill of 28. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports next.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
In sports, checking out some of the high school basketball tournaments from this past weekend at the Chickasha Tournament, Wichita Falls Hershey boys were the winners as they defeat Northwest Klassen 60-53, first loss of the year for Klassen, and UConn girls with a 65-36 win over Lawton Mack for the ladies championship. The Fighting Chicks rallied from a 14-0 deficit Saturday to beat Altus 49-45 in the seventh place game. Deontay Wash had 11 to lead the Chicks. The Lady Chicks losing the consolation championship to Mustang JV 48-31. Destiny Brown had a team-high scoring honors with 8 points. Black Diamond Classic in Rush Springs. Rush Springs girls win the championship, defeating Central High 49-34. And Roth boys at a 3-point win over Walters 45-42 to claim the boys' championship. Over at the Hinton Tournament, Minko girls losing the title to Christian Heritage, which is ranked number one in their division, 69-44. And Carnegie boys with a 40-37 win over AMPO for the championship. At the Anadarko Tournament, Anadarko girls beat Ardmore 43-39 for the title, and El Reno boys defeat Fort Cobb-Broxton 71-52. At the Alec Longhorn Classic, Alec girls hold off Mountain View Godibo 40-36 for the title, and for the boys, it was Calumet over Stratford 65-56. At the Apache Tournament, it was Riverside and Apache boys and girls in the championship games, and Riverside wins both. The girls win 50-34. The boys win 62-53. USAO basketball team sweeps Southwestern Christian of Bethany over the weekend. The 20th-ranked men rallied from a 10-point halftime deficit to score an 83-72 win. Six drovers in double figures, led by Julius Foster and Dedrian Palmer, each with 15 points. Lady drovers win 67-43 behind 15 points from Vivian Holcomb. Women's Bedlam in Stillwater yesterday as number 20 OSU scored 21 straight points at one time to pull away for a 96-82 win. Lauren Goodwin had 31 points, Kaylee Jensen 27 for OSU, Maddie Manning had 25, and Viennese Pierre-Louis had 19 for OU. And despite a triple-double from Russell Westbrook, the Oklahoma City Thunder lose at Phoenix last night, 114-100. And college football will crown another national champion tonight. It's the BCS championship game between Georgia and Alabama.